It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
So I tell him I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, it won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that for you.
And movie reviews with Andy Pate.
I think that you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Chief, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
All right, we're back. Hour number two is upon us. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, Richard should be joining us here momentarily. We're going to do movies from the 2000s.
Yeah, and by the way, this is a pretty tough topic, isn't it? Because when you tell people to think of movies from a decade, they don't think of decades from the 2000s or next week from the 10s.
No, they don't.
They think of, until you start getting into 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s,
that's right.
They don't think of a decade.
You're correct. Richard, are you with us now?
I am. I'm glad that we're finally starting to get to the modern era here, folks. You know, we've been living in the past for too long.
Well, if you think about it, this is still 23 years ago, or 21 years ago, I should say.
You know, I
22.
I think it was a TikTok deal the other day, which was, I think it came on that it's basically when people refer to the 90s, it is now the same thing as someone referring to a 90s baby referring to the 60s.
That makes sense.
It's the same amount of time,
yeah.
Like 30
that
years
makes sense.
30 years, which is crazy when you think about it. I know, Dad, you're getting old, but I just say it's just crazy to me how time goes. Because I used to talk about the 60s like, man, that was, you know, ways ago, which it was, but you know, the 90s were a long time ago.
Richard, are you trying to say that you don't enjoy reminiscing about times before you were born?
Andy, time did not exist before then.
Well, John, I think
fortunately it did.
We actually, John and I actually existed in some decades that were horrifying, the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would like it if time didn't exist back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, if we're not careful, we're going to be fast approaching the old 70s era of stuff, which is not good by any means.
You know, there is so much similarity between Biden and Carter, although Biden is thoroughly corrupt and Carter was just thoroughly dumb.
Yes, good point.
Oh, but he had a high intellect. I don't care if you have a high intellect if you don't use it.
Good
point. I'm sorry, but Biden scares me. So anyway, but that's not talking movies. I want to talk movies. You want to talk movies?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Okay, well, gosh, this movie I have done so many clips from, so I just wanted to do a couple little Ben Stiller comments from Dodgeball, a true underdog story.
I know you. You know you. And I know you know that I know you. Oh, I don't think I'm a lot dumber than you thought that I think that I thought I was once.
Justin! I love you!
I love you!
Joni loves Chachi!
Anyway,
I watched that the other night, actually.
That is,
it's hilarious.
That is just, that movie is wrong
it
on
is
a lot
so
of levels.
It is so wrong on so many levels.
It is so funny.
Yes.
So there you go.
You can dodge a ball, or you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. I loved it.
Right?
What do you think, Richard? Good start?
Absolutely. You forget some of the movie, like you say, because you forget that was essentially 20 years ago, right? You know, the early 2000s was that long ago, which, again, doesn't feel like it. You know, Y2K and everything, you know, about it. And by the way, it is interesting to see the progress we've made in movies from the early 2000s, just in terms of the quality, right, to the late 2000, 2009, 2000, you know, 2008, 2009 sort of stuff. Just kind of wild. But yes, Andy, a classic Vince Vaughn, Ben Stiller, are hard to beat Dodgeball.
Okay, I'm going to say really quick before we go to yours, Richard, I'll bet you had a very different experience looking at these movies than John and I did. Because I know what I when I looked at a lot of these movies that were from the 2000s, here was my experience. Really? That was that long ago?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was more recent.
Mm-hmm. I did too. I did the same thing.
And I'll bet you look at these since they're from your childhood and you're probably like, yeah, they were that long ago.
Well, I say that. Well, you say that, Andy, but and some of them is the case, but some of them are like, man, I can't believe that was that long ago. Like the movie I'm going to mention next
okay.
was literally 20 years ago this year that it came out, and it's crazy because to your point, it doesn't feel that long ago. So yeah, for me, you are right. I feel like these movies were kind of reminiscing a little bit because this is when I was starting to able watch some of these movies, and actually I think one of them came out, and I'll have a story of actually I'll look it up, but of you know sneaking downstairs and watching because you know Andy, we had a very strict house, and if you were not above 13, you could not watch PG-13 movies. With old Papa Giorgio over here.
That's right.
Really?
Yes.
PG-13.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, you know, because keep in mind, you know, in 2000, 2001, you know, I was not yet, you know, I wasn't even 10 years old yet at that point in time. So, yeah, I was very strict in the movies I was able to see, and even the video games I was able to play.
That's right.
And obviously, as time went on, you know, gotten, and it's fun to have movies, but I get why you did it, because some of these movies, you know, I don't know. Although, okay. I feel like movies have gotten wrong.
Wait, before you even jump in, then, I have to ask you a question. What was the first guy movie, more adult guy movie, that you and your dad went to together or saw together at home or whatever?
Andy, we did not go see movies together. I don't think...
You never took him to, like, Blazing Saddles or whatever?
No!
Jeez, my dad did.
No, we did other things. We did not do that. We watched movies at home.
I will say, yeah, probably the first movie that we kind of watched, actually that way, was probably Christmas Vacation. Wouldn't you say, Dad?
Probably. Yeah.
Which
is a little raunchy if you watch it in this real format, edited on regular TV.
Oh, it definitely is.
Well, yeah. And I think that's when we watched it on TV, you know, because we were there, would edit out some of those parts. And it was still fun, right? It was still a good time, but different for sure. But, okay.
All right, what's yours?
Anyways, well, so I'm going to get into, and this is not my, actually, because I know you won't mention it, Dad. But this is the first movie that I remember sneaking downstairs, watching from the stairs as you were watching it. And it's just because it had one of your more favorite cars in it. And that's going to be, it came out in 2000, and that's Nicolas Cage in Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
So you didn't know Richard was up on the stairs.
Well, I probably did. But...
You probably did?
Well, because I remember the scene where they're basically in there, and the whatever the Russian dude is, making the coffins or whatever, but like I just watched the car scenes, and that movie's actually not that bad.
No, it's
like,
not.
It's got some, you know, swear words and stuff in it, but the car scenes were cool, and I don't know, I kind of remember. And again, that was 2000s, Andy. Early, that was 2000 itself. You know, we thought the world was going to end, right?
Yes.
And it didn't end up ending. So, and but yeah, one of my more favorite movies.
And by the way, it's so dated because Nicolas Cage has really aged, and when you look at him back then, you could tell. Richard, here's what I want to ask. Didn't you wonder at all why somebody left a bowl of popcorn and a soda on the steps?
You know, Andy, if we, well, actually, I take that back. That was one thing we did on Friday nights, and that was kind of another tradition of, you know, okay. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, was the popcorn. Because we made homemade popcorn, and my dad has got this. It's not cast iron, Dad, but it's this old blue thing. You finally got rid of it, didn't you?
No, I still have it. I still use it.
Oh, my word. Okay, so it's got, like, butter. Basically, to make this real popcorn, Andy, and it is so good, right?
You know, I only have one pan I make popcorn in. One pan. Seasoned. It's ready to go. You don't wash it. It is. It's the bomb.
Okay, but is it as I would imagine it, okay, that Richard, you and the other kids were forced to cook and create all this and bring it to Dad, who was sitting there with a beer in his sofa?
No, we
would have to go to bed. We would have to go to bed, Andy. And that's the thing. We'd go to bed, and so I would sneak down and watch, like I said, watch this movie. And I remember the car scene, and I remember the car chase, and him taking Eleanor over the bridge, and he wrecks that beautiful car. And, oh, one of my personal favorites.
Okay.
All right, I'll get mine in, and then we'll go to break. This is another movie that is timeless, hilarious, a little crude at times, but is absolutely one of the funniest movies, I think, ever. And that would be Joe Dirt.
I thought Joe Dirt was funny. I didn't think it was one of the funniest.
Oh, it's pretty funny. You got to watch it again. There are parts of it where it's just hilarious.
It is funny.
Right, Richard?
Oh, what's funny, I forgot. It's been so long since I've seen it. I actually had to look it up the other day to see the premise and remember that he's actually telling this movie from a radio station.
Yes, he's
right?
He's on air with, what's his name, Dennis, what's
Dennis
the...
Leary.
No.
Leary.
Come on, Chart. Dennis Miller.
Dennis Miller.
He's on. Dennis Miller is the host, and he's interviewing Joe Dirt because Joe Dirt's actually like a janitor of the radio station itself, and he's given this whole story about how he ended up there, basically. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. I will give it to you. It's pretty funny.
And he's got the mullet. You know, he's got the mullet.
Oh, yeah,
Even when he's a little kid, he's got the mullet.
The mullet alone is hilarious.
It's just hilarious. Anyways. Okay. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. You can always text us your favorite movie from the 2000s, 307-200-8222. American National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger, who, again, great friend of mine. He would love to help you with your insurance needs. It's easy. It's a simple phone call, 303-662-0789, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
All right, Affordable Purchase Mortgage, Kurt Rogers. If you're heading out even this weekend looking at homes, whether it be a new home, a used home that you're looking to purchase, and there's not too many open houses right now. There will be a few occasionally. But if you are looking for a house, you've got to have your ducks in a row, and you've got to have Kurt on your side to make all that happen. So if that's you, that's what you want to do, call Kurt first, 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where our reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, and my son Richard. And Richard, somebody texted in and said, ask Richard if he's ever seen The Great Santini. You need to watch it and then bring it up with your therapist.
The Great Santini?
The Great Santini.
The Great Santini.
Have you ever seen it, Andy?
No, I have not.
If this person knows anything about you, they know that you would never send me to a therapist, so that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
That's why I had to marry one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, Andy, you're up.
Okay, and I'm not going to go with all the most popular movies. Now and then I like to give some more offbeat ones. This is actually from a really growing, terrifying scene.
Okay.
Of a movie of an interrogation that opened the movie Inglourious Basterds.
Okay.
And this is this German guy. He's from Hitler's, you know, people. And he is interrogating this guy who is hiding Jews under his floorboards. And it's actually a 20-minute scene as it grows and grows and grows. And you start to realize he knows they're there. Hmm. Okay. But here is, at one point, he's starting to apply the pressure. Here we go.
my job dictates.
He's smoking here.
That I must have my men enter your home. And conduct a thorough search before I can officially cross your family's name off my list. And if there are any irregularities to be found, rest assured there will be. That is unless you have something to tell me that makes the conducting of a search unnecessary. I might add also that any information that makes a performance of my duty easier will not be met with punishment. Actually, quite the contrary. It will be met with reward. And that reward will be your family will cease to be harassed in any way by the German military during the rest of our occupation of your country.
That's in occupied France. I mean, did you guys, Richard, did you see this movie, Inglourious Bastards?
I did, yeah. I didn't see it when it came out originally, but yes, right. One of the best opening. And that's, again, I always forget that gentleman's name, but yes, one of the better portrayals of how I think that the Nazis actually were. Andy, I think that a lot of them were, you know, rough tumble, you know, they came in, shot everyone, you know, just on their way, but he was kind of more of the negotiator type, right?
He enjoyed, yeah, he was sadistic, and he enjoyed making the person comfortable, making them think they were getting away with it, and just then starting to turn the screws. That is one of the most terrifying opening scenes I have ever seen in a movie, because you start to realize, oh my gosh, these Jews who are underneath the house are doomed. And it was really well done. And the star of that movie, Brad Pitt, the interesting thing about him, there was nothing sadistic or subtle at all about him. He didn't want strategy. All he wanted to do was kill Nazis. That's it.
Nazis.
Yeah, that's all they wanted to do. And all he was, and the funny thing was, you have this sadistic guy, this brilliant sadistic guy on one side, and you've got the American on the other side who was nothing but a brutal killing machine coming after these sadistic people, and they had never encountered anything like this. And that was Inglourious Bastards. I think it's just a movie that not as many of our listeners have seen.
Probably not.
But it's worth seeing.
Okay, good one, Andy. Good one. All right, Richard, you're up.
I've got to agree. Yeah, it's one of those you got to see, and it's not super actiony, but it definitely has a great storyline.
Yeah.
All right, Dad, I'm going to go with one of your most favorite movies of all time. Came out in 2001. The 9th or 10th or Lord knows what number film is now coming out here in a few weeks that I'm sure Andy will go and see and review.
Geez.
And that is The Fast and the Furious.
Hey!
The first one came out in 2001 and was, again, it was Paul Walker, Vin Diesel. And honestly, Andy, you could argue it was probably, as lots of the first movies are, one of the better ones, right?
Oh, yes.
Of the Fast and the Furious franchise. And
better story.
I just got a headache.
Yeah. Oh, you did. But you shouldn't mind that one. They didn't blow up as many cars in this one.
No, it was much more about the story and the undercover nature of what he was trying to do with the organization. A lot more strategy. And as they went on, it became just, you know, bing, bam, boom, 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 and all this kind of stuff. This was much more strategy. It was a lot more interesting. I thought it was really good. John?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I had never seen it.
You've never seen the first one?
Nope.
You know what? Richard, you should tape, you should play it sometime at home, and John can watch it from the stairs.
Yeah, you do that.
Really?
All right, am I next?
Sure.
Okay, this was a, there's some great clips. I should have had some of these clips ready to go, but anyways, I don't, so it's all fine. But this one was one of those movies that probably one of Ben Stiller's better performances, and I would say, and correct me if I'm wrong, Andy, but probably put him on the map to the success that he even has now, and that would be Meet the Fockers.
Well, I would, yeah, well, I would, right? Say the first one.
Yeah. Well, Meet the Parents for there. By the way, they were both in this. They were both in the same decade. By the way, Meet the Parents, Meet the Fockers, both in the same era.
Yeah, I would say Meet the Parents was more put him on the map. But yeah,
am I right?
Yeah,
it really kind of got him.
He was already pretty hot at that point, but yeah, he was good in it. And of course, you've got De Niro,
right?
Who was lights out in that kind of role.
He was. He's perfect for it.
I agree. Okay. I agree.
All right, and I'm going to put both those down, by the way, because they're.
Which, by the way, that is one movie. Again, we go back to the 2000s where they could still make movies that, you know, sort of offended people, and that was what they could do. You know, you can't make a movie about, you know, milking a man right now. You know, offend someone.
No, you can't. It's true. Well, you can milk anything
so
with nipples.
Funny.
I have nipples. Can you milk me?
Okay. We tend to do all guy movies, so let's do a girl movie. All right.
Oh, Andy.
Oh, come on. Got to be a little open minded here.
Okay.
Jeez, for crying out loud, man.
All right.
Okay, and this is from the beauty pageant in Miss Congeniality.
Good movie.
And they were asking them what's the most important thing in the world. Here we go.
I would have to say world peace. Definitely world peace.
That's easy.
World peace. World peace.
What is the one most important thing our society needs?
That would be harsher punishment for a parole violator, Stan.
Crickets.
And world peace.
That's pretty funny.
Sandra
actually.
Bullock was terrific in that movie. And that's where, I mean, she was already, you know, famous because of Speed, but she hadn't done a lot of comedy, but she came out and she just nailed it. And you could tell, oh my gosh, this lady can do comedy with her eyes closed.
Okay, can I play my own real quick world peace one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, everybody hang tight. Here we go. Ready? Are you ready for this?
Here we go.
I got to do this. I'm going to put my mic down next to the speaker because you have the cord. So here we go. Ready? Play.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you.
Richard, do you consider yourself a U.S. American?
I consider my, yes.
By the way, that was from 2007 as well. That was still the same decade.
You got a feel for her because
I do.
Just what a silly question in the first place. But.
And she just totally muffed it. And she was so nervous. You could just tell from looking at her like, oh, no, what am I going to say now? Such as. Okay, you're up, Richard.
And now she's immortal for it.
Oh, I know. That's all she'll be remembered by. Okay.
Richard, you're up.
All right. So I'm going to go with one that's, again, a more, kind of started a series here, and that's going to be the Harry Potter series, Andy, because it's of the, obviously, the more famous, you know, got 8 movies a part of it, and one that's better, you know, I guess, better done than most. I enjoyed it, Dad. You're never going to sit down and watch because that just stuff doesn't interest you. Plus, the movies are really long.
Nope.
But honestly, Andy, I never even watched or read the books. Had a lot of friends, though, that were really involved because this was, you know, the thing at that time, right, was the Harry Potter book, and they finally started coming out with the movies, and they were just a massive, massive hit.
You know, Richard, I would have to say the central three characters of those movies who start as kids and then grow up are one of the best core of characters ever. In movie history, I mean, their chemistry is.
And the fact that they kept them all, Andy, right?
Right. Just brilliant. Yeah. It was so well done, and of course, the special effects. We look back now, and they still look pretty cool. Okay, I mean, they were really cutting edge. And the neat thing is, it's not like the entire background was CGI. Everything was real. You had these sweeping landscapes. It was all beautiful. But the special effects were just woven in here and there brilliantly. Absolutely brilliant. So cutting edge.
Yep.
Okay, you guys are cutting edge on that, and I'm going to go back to just raw comedy, The Hangover.
Oh, was that the 2000?
2009!
Oh, my goodness. Just
that's how old that is.
That is a classic.
I will say, I think that is actually the first rated R movie I went to by myself.
Yeah,
really? The Hangover.
Because I was right on the cutoff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be. That's a pretty good first one to go see, I've got to say.
All right.
All right.
Go ahead. We'll make one more round. Go ahead. We're fine.
Okay. Well, if you're going to keep going that way, then I got to grab this next one before you take it.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. And we've played this before. This is Pride Month.
Okay.
Let's talk about, from the movie The 40-Year-Old Virgin, How You Know If You're Gay. Here you go. Two guys who are playing video games.
I'm doing great.
Is she gay now?
No, I'm not gay. I'm just celibate.
I mean, that sounds gay. I just want you to know that this is, like, the first conversation of, like, three conversations that leads to you being gay. Like, there's this, and then in a year, it's like, oh, you know, I'm kind of gonna want to get back out there, but I think I like guys. And then there's the big, oh, I'm a gay guy now.
You're gay for saying that.
I'm gay for saying that?
You know how I know you're gay?
How do you know I'm gay?
Because you macrame'd yourself a pair of jean shorts.
You know how I know you're gay? You just told me you're not sleeping with women anymore.
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
You know how I know you're gay?
How?
You like Coldplay. Oh, you're dead. You're dead.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, that is too much. Yeah, it's a movie you can't make today.
No. That was really funny.
That's so bad.
Okay, Richard, you're up.
Oh, my word, Andy.
I wish they did, though. So good. They need to make more of those.
Oh, my word. That's hilarious.
Okay. Okay, but I'm going to go, Andy, you kind of made me think of this, and that's going to be, you know, again, a chick flick. One of the more, I guess probably one of the more famous chick flicks of all time, and that is going to be The Notebook. Right?
Oh,
with,
yeah.
You know, just the overall theme. I think you got Rachel McAdams in there, Ryan Gosling. It kind of catapulted each of their careers. They're kind of known for that movie with the great portrayal, and of course all the ladies love it. So.
John, do you watch that from the stairs?
I don't watch it at all.
That's one that, well, no, come on. That's one, it's beautiful,
yeah,
it's romantic,
one.
But you don't want to admit you're watching it. So you're up on the stairs.
I don't know if I've ever seen the whole thing.
Would you have popcorn with you on the stairs or tissues?
Neither. I'm not watching. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna do what this next. What I'm gonna do what this texter said to watch, which by the way is one of my favorites. By the way, of all times, Adam Sandler, Grown Ups. Just watched it the other night. Actually, so bad.
It was bad. I'll be honest. Can I be a little?
Yeah, be honest.
I don't think it was one of his best.
Oh, no, not his
best. I don't put
that
in Waterboy territory.
Well, in that one, he's not alone either. You got to remember, he's got all sorts of other cast members along with him, so it sort of takes the limelight off him a little bit. I thought it was funny.
Okay.
Somebody says, is Grown Ups the worst movie ever? No.
No! Gosh.
By the way, and honestly, that one doesn't quite qualify. We'll let you slip it in because you were a listener because that was 2010. So that's a year out of the decade. So
okay.
Anyways. All right, let me slip one of mine in really quick because I believe this one, I will double check real quick on the date to make sure that it does in fact qualify. And I think Andy has played clips from this one here in the past many, many times. That would be Anchorman.
Oh, yeah.
Ron Burgundy.
That's another one. I didn't want to do any. I've done so many.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
All right, you're up. We'll go one more round. Go ahead.
All right. Really quick, let's just talk about an incredibly huge movie. I was at a theater, and we sold it out. Here we go. I'll play it. Whoopsie. There it is.
Scarlet! Not sure I deserve that. Giselle.
It was she.
What? I may have deserved that. Anna Maria.
I suppose you didn't deserve that one either.
None of that one I deserve.
You stole my boat.
Actually. Borrowed. Borrowed without permission.
Borrowed without permission.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, pretty good.
Defined that decade. It defined it. What a great movie, top to bottom. What do you think, Richard?
Yeah, again, one of the... You don't forget about it, Andy, but you forget again about how long ago it came out first, right?
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, yeah. So good. And what a set of characters.
Defining role for Depp. Yeah, exactly.
Defining role for Depp. You're right. Okay, you're up, Richard.
All right, so I'm going to go with one again. This is kind of in the way back, and I'm saying this movie because I don't think there's many people that can carry. Basically, you know, essentially, it's like talk show guys, you know, who actually do a show by themselves, right? And they have no one else with them. It's hard to do, and you don't realize it until you try to do it yourself, whatever it might be. But that's going to be Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Oh yeah,
in 2000.
Oh yeah,
carried the movie by himself. You know, literally, he's like the only one on screen for, I think, 90% of the movie, right? You know, it's insanely hard to do, and he did a fantastic job at it.
No, he did. I mean,
agreed.
And I don't remember what that movie grossed, but I'm guessing it did pretty well. I don't remember. Box office, $429 million. So it did pretty well.
Pretty well. Okay. John?
All right, my next one. This comes from a listener, by the way, and I would agree. It was on my list anyways. Gran Torino, movie you cannot make today.
Oh, so
especially
well
now you cannot make.
Clint was at the height of his powers in directing. Oh, awesome. My gosh. And acting. Fantastic.
Yep. Awesome movie. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come right back. Do another segment. Roof Max is up next. Dave Hart, who, by the way, listens on a regular basis. Appreciate that, too, as much as you can. I know Dave, and I do appreciate that very much. And one of the things, folks, that we really, really need to get you guys to do is, A, put your money where your mouth is, and B, a conservative, be responsible, take personal responsibility, and that includes your roof. And what do I mean by that? Well, a lot of you out there, I think, have this misconception that I'll just call when I have a problem. I'll call the adjuster, in other words, when I have a problem. I'll call the agent when I have a problem. Folks, first of all, read your policy. See what your actual deductible is on that. And, oh, by the way, if you actually call out, you know, you call the office and they send an adjuster out and you decide to do nothing with your roof at that time, do you realize that gets marked down with your insurance company and may very well come back and penalize you later? There's lots of things with your roof you don't know. You need somebody like Dave to help you through this whole process. Have him come out, do a free roof inspection, see if he can rejuvenate it, which most likely he can, and he'll get you all the life you need out of it and save you money at the same time. 303-710-6916.
Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it with RoofMax. The cost of asphalt roofing products has already gone up 20% and will likely go up another 20 to 25% this summer. To make matters worse, it's getting harder to find quality contractors, which means the cost of labor has gone up recently. As roof replacements become more and more expensive, roofing companies will start passing along that cost to their customers. Roof rejuvenation with RoofMax could save you up to 85% by adding years of performance to your asphalt roofing. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to 3 applications every 5 years, RoofMax could help your roof last up to 15 years longer. Call Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916.
John Rush will give you the confidence to grow. Every single one of the businesses coached by John Rush made more money last year, and most of them are either moving into larger facilities or expanding to add new locations because all of them chose to move forward aggressively rather than letting fear hold them back. John Rush will help you take the emotions out of your decisions, starting with the way you manage your employees. Send him an email now, john@rushtoreason.com.
This happens to me far more than I think it should. Hi, this is Richard Beatty, KLZ 560. I will find a word that applies and form an acrostic that becomes a teachable moment. Today's word, boys and girls, is track. Think of it. I invest in Fitbit to track my steps, calories burned, duration, and miles. I track my money and investments, and I track my projects and my progress. I track my thoughts, responsibilities, and my actions, my creative ideas, and my knowledge. T-R-A-C-K. Integrity is the connective tissue between who I am at home, through my work, and in my community. Are you tracking? Track where you go online. KLZradio.com/accountable.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter @RushToReason and on Facebook.com/RushToReason.
All right, Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right, guys, I'm going to do one quick clip from a sequel, and then let's start going rapid fire. We got a lot of movies. Okay. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. This is from the sequel to Men in Black, Men in Black 2. It's Frank the Dog singing in the car.
And
to get along, and so you're back from outer space.
You remember this.
I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Go on now, go. Walk out the door.
Frank! Bring your head in this window before I roll it up in there.
Got it.
Isn't it a pug?
Right.
The dog's a pug.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
I just thought that was really
That's
funny.
Hilarious.
Okay, Men in Black 2, but let's start picking it up. Let's go rapid fire. Richard, you are up.
All right, so yeah, very, very good one. Dad, I'm going to kind of piggyback off your Gran Torino one with Clint Eastwood in the directing and acting, and that's Million Dollar Baby with Hilary Swank.
Somebody just mentioned that, so there you go.
Total classic.
Very good.
John, you're up.
Yep.
All right, hang on. I got to type these in for Ann real quick, so give me 1 second. Let's see here. How about a movie that was really dumb but made it really popular, and it was just one of those cult-following movies, Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah. It was very funny.
Stupid. But
very cult-following.
Yep.
Absolutely. Okay, here we go. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Never saw.
Really advanced the martial arts movies. Very effective. What do you think, Richard?
Yeah, that was I did see that one. Kind of, it's a long movie.
It's arty.
There's a lot of subtitles and stuff in it, but yeah very artsy, but very good. Yeah,
that's a movie John will never watch then.
Yep.
Correct.
You said artsy.
One Best Picture, by the way. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So again, another very good movie, very quality. I didn't know his politics at this point in time, but that's going to be Sean Penn and I Am Sam.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Back in 2001, where he plays the handicapped guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about get your tissues ready. You know?
Oh, man. Yeah.
That one. Oh, I get you.
By the way, he was so amazing before he started just spouting off on politics nonstop. Guys, be political. That's fine, but not all the time. Go ahead, John.
He killed himself. You're right, Andy.
Yeah.
I fully agree with that one. How about a good movie, solid? Richard will enjoy this one. Probably stealing it from him. Remember the Titans.
No, classic. My favorite movie. Yet.
Denzel.
Yep. Great movie.
Okay, really quick here. We got to throw out a few zombie movies, one after the other. Shaun of the Dead, 28 Days Later, which, by the way, is a terrifyingly real kind of zombie movie.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's one of those from, you know, a virus that gets out. And
well,
finally,
like
yes, finally, Zombieland.
That's a good one.
Yeah. All those are very funny, the first and last one. Okay, Richard, you're up.
I got to go with a war movie where they depicted all of us in it, and that's 300 with good old Gerard Butler.
Yeah, I modeled for that. Did you, John?
No, I did not. Okay, I'm going to mention one that I'm surprised Andy has not yet.
Okay.
It's so wrong, you should never watch it, and if you do, you should never claim to watch it. It would be Team America.
It was coming. Don't admit you ever saw it.
No, never.
Okay, next one up, A Night at the Museum. Little Ben Stiller action. He was tremendous in it.
I agree.
Richard?
It wasn't that one of the first appearances from the blonde with the...
Owen Wilson?
No, the lady. The blonde lady, she's a little heavier set, has a British accent. What's her name? I can't think of her off the top of my head.
Oh, you're right.
She's the guard.
Yeah, and she was in...
It's kind of one of her original...
She was in Pitch Perfect.
Yeah,
she
yeah,
was
yeah.
so dominant
yeah.
in Pitch Perfect. Yeah, okay.
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel
Wilson, there you go.
I like her. Richard.
Yes. All right, so I'm going to go with a Kevin Costner film in honor of Yellowstone, which hopefully is starting soon, Dad, although we're hearing some rumblings it may not be to the end of summer. But that's going to be The Guardian with him and Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
Where he's the rescue swimmer trainer, and he's got to train Ashton Kutcher, who's the, you know, the high school, the stud high school guy.
Yep. Good one. Let's see, you did Men in Black already, right, Andy? How about Cars, by the way? The original Cars.
Oh, there is my
awesome.
Name. Yes.
Awesome.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, you know, we have somebody on the...
No, Charlie's talking to him. Go ahead.
You're fine. Okay. Let's go rapid fire. Here we go. Minority Report.
Oh, yes.
With Tom Cruise. It was excellent. Richard.
Very good. Another Thinking 21 before Kevin Spacey got two
weeks.
Yep. Excellent.
Yeah, I forgot about
John.
That one. How about Casino Royale? Get a little James Bond going.
You took it from me. Oh, that's a really good one.
Okay.
I love the new direction that took James Bond in. Okay, come on, cartoons. Kung Fu Panda, dominant. absolutely dominant movie, great movie with Jack
Never
Black.
Saw it.
Richard.
Jack Black, yes.
Okay, you're up.
I'm gonna go with another animated, and that's gonna be Ratatouille. Again, don't like Patton Oswalt's politics, but the movie is very, very good. Fantastic.
Agreed. He was wonderful. John.
Okay, chick flick, but still funny, Mean Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very good.
Lindsay, and she was in full drunk mode at
yes,
that point.
It was hilarious.
How did they get her propped up on the set?
I don't know.
I have no clue. Okay, I got to do two back-to-back because they're both action movies. The Bourne Identity and Taken.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Both of them, you could just watch them over and over. They're so good. Okay, Richard.
All right, again, I'm going to go with another Nicolas Cage one, and that's going to be National Treasure, which I can't believe we haven't mentioned yet.
Oh, excellent movie. Funny. Good.
On my list. Another funny movie, Couples Retreat. Can't believe it's this old, by the way.
Is it that old?
Yes, it is that old.
All right. Here's one that is that old, and it was a classic, Black Hawk Down.
Oh, yeah, on my list. Good one.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, great movie, by the way, yes.
All right, here's one as one of the first time. Well, again, she kind of made herself in the 2000s, it seems. She went from God in 60 Seconds to Tomb Raider, and that's going to be Angelina Jolie.
And?
Oh, yes.
Tomb Raider?
Tomb Raider?
And Tomb Raider, yes. Yes.
She was great.
Good movie, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, how about Wedding Crashers?
Okay.
No.
Absolutely. Okay, how about let's get bizarre here for a moment. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, it's on my list. I was going to say it next. You stole it from me.
That one was weird.
Weird,
and
but good.
Yes. Richard.
Get the words out of my mouth. Go ahead.
Yes, you would be correct. Weird, but good. All right, so since they really got into these, not the original, but the sequels, which I think all of these are good movies, and that's going to be Tom Cruise and Mission Impossible.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Awesome. John.
Okay. We mentioned him earlier, but this one was actually pretty funny, Talladega Nights. If you ain't first, you're last.
Oh, Ricky Bobby.
Jimmy
Bobby. Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby. Did I say, sorry. Ricky
Bobby.
Bobby. Yeah. Okay, this movie's classic scary movie.
Yes. Good one, Andy.
Oh, was that funny. Richard.
Yes, making fun of the scary movie is too good. All right, I'm going to mention two animated because these are kind of, they set the tone, and Pixar had back-to-back fantastic films, and that's going to be Finding Nemo and The Incredibles.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
Okay.
John,
how about My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny.
Windex.
I didn't
love
it.
It's
so funny, Andy.
It's funny.
Andy, you got to have a big family
to enjoy this one.
I don't.
And I do.
You do.
We do.
Oh,
it's
Andy,
hilarious.
You got to have a big family because it's so true.
It
okay.
Is.
Let's get to another movie I obviously modeled for, and that's Gladiator.
Oh, jeez. Sure you did.
Sure I did.
Very good.
All right,
very
Richard.
Good.
Richard.
All right, we would be remiss by naming a 90s. We didn't go last week without it, and we can't go this week with the 2000s, and that's Jim Carrey in Fun with Dick and Jane.
Oh, I forgot about that. I watched it the other night, too.
And Ron, right?
Yes. Hilarious.
Okay, John?
How about Iron Man?
Iron Man!
We all forget that.
He was so good.
Wow.
Oh, he was classic.
Yeah.
Okay, how about these two back-to-back, Batman Begins and The Dark Knight?
Yes, I've got that on my list. Good
wow
one.
And wow.
Good one.
Was that then?
Yeah. Hard to believe.
Wow.
Isn't?
Wow, no kidding. That is really, jeez, that's rough. All right, then. Throwing me for a loop there.
Okay.
All right, Andy, I'm going to go with, your favorite, because I know just you how much you love this movie, because we've talked about it, and that's going to be Brendan Fraser in The Mummy Returns.
Oh, yes. That was a good movie.
It was really good. I saw the first one, but I kind of liked that one. The second one, I thought it was actually a little bit better than the first one, to be honest. But.
It in some ways, yes, in some ways, no. They were both so strong in their own ways. Absolutely. John?
One of my favorite movies, yep. No Country for Old Men.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
On the
classic.
Edge of your seat, tension the whole time.
Okay, how about a little bit of sci-fi X-Men?
Ooh, forgot about that.
That was terrific with Patrick Stewart.
Okay.
As Xavier, loved it.
Okay,
go ahead, Richard.
I can't believe we haven't mentioned this one yet, probably because it's so early on. We mention it all the time, but that's Hannibal.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
In the back, we mentioned Silence of the Lambs. We don't mention Hannibal.
True.
But very good.
True.
Yep.
All right, one of my favorite movies, by the way, up next, WALL-E. WALL-E. It's a good
movie. Okay.
WALL-E.
How about Van Helsing?
I never saw it.
Oh, it's a good movie.
Really?
That's a fun movie, isn't it, Richard?
It is pretty good. Yeah, with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Yes, very good.
Yeah.
Just kind of a fun movie. So, yep, agreed. All right, I'm going to go with another animated, and again, because we'd be remiss if we didn't say this, and that's Monsters, Inc.
Oh, yes. Okay. Absolutely. John?
How about, this is a weird movie, but good, The Wrestler.
I didn't see it.
It's weird, right, Richard?
Who's
Mickey Rourke. It's weird.
Oh, is that Mickey Rourke?
Yes.
And, what's his name? Tom Hardy?
I'd have to look it up.
Okay, let's jump to a movie.
Go ahead.
This one starred a Republican, Ron Perlman, in Hellboy.
I never saw that one.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Yeah,
you
Hellboy.
Saw that one?
Hellboy's very good. Yeah, he's literally from hell, but he's actually not a fan of hell, and he fights for good. So,
Never seen that one.
Go ahead.
Very good. And yeah, so I'm going to go with, again, kind of the start of the series, and I think it is one of the best, well, it's better than all the rest of it, and that's Transformers.
Yes, on my list.
Yeah, the first one was good.
Yeah.
After that, it started going down.
Yeah, some of them are, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, how about, let's see what's on my list. Actually, watched this the other night. It's kind of a chick flick, but it's a fun movie. Devil Wears Prada.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, I watched it, Charlie. It.
Yeah, not exactly a guy flick.
No, I watched it.
Man card gone.
I know, I did.
Tear it up. Richard, put it through the shredder, would you?
Go ahead, Andy.
You're going to have to, Andy, after yours, I'm going to have to give one of them to put my man card through the shredder, so go ahead.
Okay, well, then I'll do a more manly one. Behind Enemy Lines with Owen Wilson.
Good one.
Very good.
That was a good movie. Okay, go ahead, Richard.
Back to the Sandra Bullock. Well, but one of one of my favorite movies, and that's The Proposal.
Oh yes, yes, I love that movie. It's a great movie.
So good.
I love that movie. It's hilarious. I love where the eagle takes the dog.
You're up, John.
Ocean's 11.
Okay. Oh,
yeah,
good.
Classic.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go with Sandra Bullock some more. 2 Weeks Notice.
Yeah, good movie.
Oh, but another good one.
Yes, very funny. Go ahead, Richard.
All right, again, a kind of the unknown movie, but I thought it was fun. It had a kind of a weird plot, but that's okay. Stealth with Jessica Biel and Josh Lucas, Jamie Foxx. They're in the
no, the just Richard, just stick with Jessica Biel. We're okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Boulder's Own, Andy. Boulder's Own.
Is she from Boulder? How cool.
She is.
All right, this is going to be it. This is our last one. We got to wrap things up. Elf.
What a great movie.
End on a good one.
Okay, really quick, 2 cartoons, Ice Age and Shrek.
Okay. Richard, one more time. We'll go quick. Got to hurry.
The Prestige with Christian Bale and Hugh Jackman, the magic movie.
Yes. All right. Okay, then I will wrap things up, and we will go with a classic, Step Brothers.
Okay.
I'll leave you with that, Richard. All right. Have a good weekend. And up next, Barber's Foods, by the way. Met with Greg today, Greg Bloom from Barber's Foods, and they've got some great Father's Day specials right now. I mentioned them the other day. They can get those to you before Father's Day. It's easy. Just go to barbersfoods.com. And they've got plenty of grain-fed choice ribeye steaks. And by the way, these are stocked up, ready to go, aged already for 30 days. In fact, Greg's going to come on here in a couple of weeks and talk about why is his meat aged. And what's wrong with some of these supermarkets claiming, hey, we cut our, they actually advertise, we cut ours right in-house. By the way, that's not the best thing you want when it comes
that's when it's
to
at
meat.
It's, at its toughest.
And that's not, that's right. That's not what you want. So we'll talk about that with Greg here in the near future. Get all of your meat, though, that you need for the entire summer and Father's Day, barbersfoods.com. That's with 2 S's, Barber's Foods.
Dads love restaurant-quality, grain-fed, USDA high-choice steaks. And Barber's Foods has restaurant-quality, Colorado-raised, USDA choice, grain-fed Angus ribeye steaks in stock now, without antibiotics or artificial hormones. Their ribeye steaks are aged for 30 days prior to freezing. They are also the same restaurant-quality steaks they sell to steakhouses. Packed 8 steaks to a box, these 10-ounce ribeye steaks are the awesome gift for your dad. You can pick these up at the Barber's Foods warehouse near the National Western Center, or Barber's Foods can drop them off to any Denver metro area address. You can also ship them UPS if your dad or granddad lives outside of the Denver metro area. There's still time to get your dad or granddad some great Colorado Angus ribeye steaks for Father's Day, so don't delay and order today. Go to barbersfoods.com and thank you for supporting the Colorado native farm family that owns Barbers Foods.
A Good Shop is up next, folks, and if you've been involved in an accident, I say it all the time, they can get you fixed back up, get you back to original equipment specifications, and make sure the paint looks good as well. So it's not just what's underneath, it's what's on top as well. So it's agoodshop.us is the website. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-541-7697.
A Good Shop fights on your behalf to make sure you get the most out of your insurance claim. Chances are, your insurance adjuster has never fixed a car before. Your adjuster may not realize that your vehicle has hidden or secondary damage as a result of your collision. So your insurance claim may not cover those repairs, unless your auto body shop advocates for you. Al Sturm has a long history of working with insurance companies, both as a customer service representative helping people with their claims over the phone and as a collision repair specialist, communicating between his own customers and their adjusters. Al and his team at A Good Shop will advocate for you behind the scenes, fighting on your behalf to make sure your claim covers everything. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/collision for $100 off your repairs.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Sharon says, "Love this company. They have gone above and beyond to respond to our copier and service needs for the past 10 years. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, one last one will slip in. Harold and Maude, and you got a couple more?
Okay, really quick here. Kill Bill, 310 to Yuma. Oh. Spider-Man, it grossed $9 billion worldwide. A Knight's Tale, Rush Hour 2, The Matrix Reloaded, Underworld, Get Smart, and Star Trek, the new series, and Shanghai Noon. Oh, and Tropic Thunder.
All right, one thing we'll talk about here when we come back as well. We got some politics we want to cover, but I also have some Father's Day gift ideas Andy and I will run through as well. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hour 3 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.